In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some moments define time and space uniquely. For example, when some decades ago, in a remote New Mexico desert, the first nuclear device was discharged, every inch of this globe was put in a different relationship than it had ever been before. A new era, a new epoch had begun. Indeed, some people have scrambled and searched to find a piece of the Berlin Wall, confident that its fall has reconfigured the Western world and that in that piece of rock they have a symbol for such a watershed moment. For seminarians, such a moment can be the time they pass Greek or when they get their placement call. Free at last. Indeed, these moments attract a group of highly paid specialists called futurists, who study the signs, who analyze literally tons of data with modern computer technology. And what they want to do is counsel the power brokers of Wall Street, advise government heads, to describe for them what will be coming because of what has been, how the moments now seen will shape the future. But the grave and the tragic truth is that all such analysis is in vain. The most cunning futurist cannot deliver, even if he delivers a proper reading, much that will truly help Wall Street or other power brokers. No, such events are simply a flash in the pan compared to the event that St. Mark holds up before us in the withered hand. St. Mark knew that what we need is not more horoscopes or reading of events. We need an address to nature itself. He knew that the cosmos was captive to sin and decay. He knew that his will was bent, and that of every human being was bent to death. The problem isn't out there. It's in here. It's in my flesh and your flesh. It's in our flight from God the Creator. It's in nature itself that needs undoing and a new birth. Nothing will suffice to restore, renew, and refresh but new flesh. And when in this little synagogue, in far-off Galilee, in a fishing village, where an itinerant rabbi comes into a hostile environment, where the Pharisees had read the signs of God and produced their religiosity, they were threatened by the flesh that came and stood among them. And when Jesus saw it, he was not pleased. Indeed, the text says that he was angry. And so he called forth the man as he peppered them with the question, is it right to do good on the Sabbath? And looking at that man with the withered hand, he said, stretch it out, ektainon kaira. And it was free. It was restored whole because that word had come from whole flesh, Adam's seed, Eve's seed, Abram's seed. The Holy One born of the Virgin Mary had come now to a small place, to an insignificant person. But when that withered hand was straightened out, the whole cosmos was changed. in that flesh of God's holy Son, the Pharisees sensed a presence, and they went out to plot his death. But we in this Epiphany season see in that hand the light. We see wholeness restored, and our eyes turn quickly to him who commanded that the withered hand be restored. And when we see his face, we see our own future. No longer wrapped in decay and death, no longer bent and destroying others and ourselves. In him we see a renewal of our very flesh and blood, for he has come to make us whole with that same flesh and blood that he poured forth on Calvary. This is the defining moment. And what a great and glorious privilege it is to be his emissaries, to carry his word. Think about what happens when an infant is brought to holy baptism, bent by Adam's will, away from God, caught in the decay that all creation is subject to. And when the pastor's hand takes that water and pours it on the head with the baptismal formula of Christ, the whole cosmos is different. That's the defining moment, when death is replaced with life, when sin is replaced with righteousness, when a child is joined to the one in whom he will live and move and have his being until the end of time. The fall of the Berlin Wall and nuclear tests cannot compare with what happens at the baptismal font. And when from pulpit pastors point to the crucified one, that flesh that is nailed to Calvary, and when they conform their ministry to the cruciform calling, they in their flesh witness to the Christ. He who hears you hears me. And what a defining moment is when God's people, hungry for life, hungry for that nourishment that can satisfy the soul, come to kneel at the altar. Then the pastor's hands takes the host and puts on the lips the very body of Christ, the one born to the Virgin Mary. And in that participation in Christ, there is new life now and forever, even as the cup brings that life in the saving blood of Christ. Defining moments. We as God's saints know exactly where they're found. And they're all gifts. Gifts of a gracious God who has taken us out, constituted us around his altar to be the light of the world. What a glorious thing it is to know that in Christ those moments will be worked through us as we bear word and sacrament, yes, as we bear Christ to the people. As the Cantorai so clearly confessed in the worship Sunday night, Christ is the only Son of God, the Father eternal. We have in Jesse found this rod, man virgin born and God. He is the morning's bright star, his beams he sendeth out far beyond all the stars. His beams he sendeth out far. In Epiphany we rejoice that the withered hand is straight, and that our souls and bodies are righteous in Christ. May Christ's beams radiate from his church, and may we be his glad emissaries. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.